This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A new milestone Thursday in a world struggling to fight the novel coronavirus. 12 million confirmed cases globally. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. The numbers continue to climb every single day, with the United States and Brazil making up more than a third of total cases. The U.S. adding more than 60,000 new cases on Wednesday, the biggest single-day number since the outbreak began. At least five U.S. states, California, Texas, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Utah, posted a record number of new cases on Wednesday. Health officials in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas are also warning that hospitals across their states have reached or are nearing full capacity in their intensive care units. The U.S. Supreme Court will issue final opinions of its current term on Thursday, with focus on three high-profile cases involving President Donald Trump's tax records. The president's records and other financial documents are sought by congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. President Trump went against the practice of modern presidential candidates by refusing to make his tax documents public while campaigning in 2016 and has worked to block the release of his records. Justices are weighing the separation of powers among the branches of the federal government and congressional power to investigate a president. 1.3 million Americans sought jobless benefits last week. The U.S. Labor Department said that number is down from 1.4 million the week before. Claims peaked at an historic 6.8 million in late March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Weakening demand and a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases are keeping new U.S. applications for unemployment benefits high. This is VOA News. Australia is suspending its extradition treaty with Hong Kong in response to the new national security law imposed on the city by China. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Thursday Canberra will extend temporary visas for an additional 5 years for the 10,000 Hong Kong citizens currently studying and working in Australia. They will also be allowed to apply for permanent residency after that time. Prime Minister also said the government will begin efforts to encourage businesses operating in Hong Kong to relocate to Australia in light of the new security law. Under the new law, anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign forces could be tried and face life in prison. The new law was a response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the latter half of last year. Senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi said on Thursday that China and U.S. relations face the most serious challenges since diplomatic ties were established and that the two countries need a more positive message. State Councilor Wang, who is also a foreign minister, said China and the United States should jointly explore ways for peaceful coexistence. Wang said he hoped the United States would build a more objective understanding of China and formulate a more rational and pragmatic China policy. In Bolivia, hospitals treating COVID-19 patients in the two largest cities are overwhelmed by the demand. La Paz Mayor Luis Revilla said COVID hospitals in the city are full. He's calling on another hospital to get up and running as soon as possible. One protesting nurse out of La Paz saying the hospital has been overwhelmed for several weeks. So far, Bolivia has confirmed more than 42,000 coronavirus cases and more than 1,500 deaths. Nigerian officials say domestic flights are now available for the first time since restrictions aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus began. Airports in the capital Abuja and its largest city, Lagos, reopened for flights Wednesday, with more airports resuming operations within a week. No date has been announced for international flights to resume. The humanitarian group Oxfam says the coronavirus has worsened the hunger crisis in the world's poorest countries. Oxfam warns that up to 12,000 people could die each day from hunger linked to the social and economic impacts of the pandemic. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.